Just epic by the defense. Big big time day and a big play from Dre. Dre Greenlaw is going to join us downstairs. The ultimate one was on the 1 yard line. Talanoa Hufanga able to pop the ball out of Alvin Kamara's hands. It popped up in the air, was rolling all around, and it was Dre Greenlaw that finally got on it. He's going to join us from the 49er locker room. Congratulations. Tell me about the way the wild scramble to get that loose ball, Dre.
Man, that was just a crazy series of things just happening, man. Like, we was in a cloud on the backside, and I could see the quarterback just eyeing him down, ready to give him the ball. So once he got the ball, and, you know, I made contact with him, I knew he was about 3-4 yards away. So I was finna give him one of them flexes that I was finna do, them sumo flexes, but I think Shanahan said that we couldn't do that. So I was kind of I was like in a gray area of like a lot of different things, but you know, with the my teammates came, and they came at the right time, and just swarmed, man. So as soon as he was making an effort to try to get in, they had my back, and they came in and knocked the ball out. So the whole time I'm thinking, like, all right, where's the ball? I'm looking in the air for the ball. Then all of a sudden I see one of their guys, like, trying to come down with it, and I'm just like, oh, nope. Then I see him dropping. I'm like, oh, and I'm, you know, just jump on the ball, and it was wild, man. It was fun to be a part of.
And you're playing great, Dre, and I knew you were thinking suplex, dude. I knew it because I know your game. But you were able to get your hands on him and wrap him up, and he is not easy. That's not easy to do to Alvin Kamara in the open field. And then you waited for the help, and Huff came and made the most of it. You guys, in terms of the linebackers, you turn on tape. And I remember I was talking to Garoppolo about this the other day, actually on the plane coming back from Mexico, and he said, man, when I watch these other linebackers and then I know our linebackers and how we play, it's unbelievable. Just talk about how Fred's playing, how you've been playing. I haven't seen any rust from him. Just talk about that group of backers.
Yeah, man, we've been together for a while now. I think it's been 4 years that we've been together. So, man, we just feed off each other. You know, every game we go on with the same mindset, the mindset of, you know, not us. They can't score on us. Or, you know, we feel like if we do something wrong, then we're letting the team down. So, man, we're a tight group, man, that's room for each and every person in that, you know, in the linebacker room. And, man, we just feed off each other, like I said. And you know, it's a good feeling when you can look left and look right and you see Fred Warner and Aziz Asher, you know, just sitting next to you, just ready to go. So, man, that's just it's fun to be a part of this group, man. And we're going to see how far we can take this thing.
I know what feels good is when you get paid. And we haven't had a chance to talk to you since the contract extension, but I know the faithful are pumped that Dre Greenlaw is going to be here for a while. So congratulations on that. Taysom Hill package, I thought it was a huge part of the game today. Being able to figure out what he's going to do with the ball in his hands. You guys held him to 2-2 a carry. You had an answer for the Taysom Hill package. Talk about it.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It was just a great job by the coach, by D'Amico, just having a great game plan our week, man. We've been watching film, and we knew exactly what they wanted to run whenever he got a quarterback, and, you know, the scenarios when he would like to throw the ball and the scenarios when, you know, they want him to run the ball. So I think everybody just did a good job of executing the game plan, you know, just doing your job and then, you know, just swarming like we do. And, man, there's no answer for that. When you got guys that's going to run around and swarm and play as hard as we play, then as an offense, you know, you might make a couple plays, but as a defense, man, it's definitely going, you know, we feed off that and we feel each other. We feel the way that we're running to the ball and swarming. And it just gives us confidence that, hey, you know, we could take our shot whenever we get it because we know we got guys coming from another side.
And you know you got the coach putting you in the right play call. And I'm in awe watching D'Amico. It's like every time they run a zone read, you got Titan called. It's like, how did he know that freaking play was coming? And I know tendencies are part of it. Where is he different from all of our good friend Robert Saleh, the head coach of the Jets? Where is D'Amico different?
I think D'Amico, you know, having that experience as playing a linebacker, and then not only playing it, but just having he coached all three of us, you know, for 2 years.
As your position coach.
As a position coach. Right. So he know exactly what we're thinking. He know exactly, he know exactly how we're coming. And for us as a linebacker, we just know exactly what he's thinking. You know, we know when he called a call, you know, his mindset or what he's thinking this play could be or why he called that call. You know, it's just kind of it's just a feel thing, man, that we've been, you know, with him for so long. And, you know, we know, you know, his mindset. And for us, we're just trying to do our best to, you know, go execute the calls and and do it as aggressive as possible, just like you like it. So, yeah, man, it's been fun working with D'Amico, and just the way that he calls stuff and just the way that he coaches us, man. He's a great teacher, man, and it's been fun.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I think he is more flexible than Sala in terms of we do what we do, we're sitting in cover three and we're playing ball. He will mix and match from week to week.
Right. Yeah. D'Amico, no, he definitely has a – you know, he of course, you know, everybody knows cover three is our bread and butter, but with D'Amico, man, it hasn't been just cover three, you know what I mean? It's been a series of changes to where it makes the quarterback just think, man. Think about, you know, what exactly coverage we're in, and then you know, our safeties are just doing a good job of disguising and everything as well with it. But yeah, like he's just doing a good job of just mixing it up, and then but not mixing it up to where it's complicated or it's confusing or people, you know, we when he called the call, we know exactly why he's calling it. We know exactly what to do. We know exactly how to execute it. So and then after that, it's just playing fast and playing it with effort, man. And you can't coach that. So, yeah, man, it's been great.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
And I think great defenses change how offenses attack them. I have never seen so much quick game fast pass as I have over the last several games here against you guys.
Yeah, they don't want to throw it deep, man. They don't want to give our D-line time to get home, man. So that's what we're banking on. And, you know, we're banking on teams throwing it quick. And
Kill it.
Exactly, man. We read that three-step we read it, man. So as soon as we see it, man, we're all triggering. And we're always pissed off because they never throw it to the guy that, like, the second guy is always like in his three step is always like outside receivers that they trying to throw it to, man. We just want them to throw it to the inside guy just one time so we can get a pick six and take it home.
Yep, Pick City. We need this defense annexed into Pick City. Last one for me, and I'll turn it back to Pop and appreciate your time. We knew Alvin Kamara would be a handful, which he is for everybody. Alave is a very good rookie receiver, but tell you what, Juwan Johnson, I thought coming into the game he had become Andy's go-to guy. Fred had a big pass breakup on him. You had big plays. I don't think the guy had a catch all game.
Yeah, man. I mean, we knew exactly. Like I said, we knew. We watched film, man. We know exactly where he wanted to go to. We know exactly the type of quarterback style that Andy plays with. So, and like I said, man, we're all just, as a defense, we're on the same page, man. We understand, you know, what the offense wants to do, and our job is just, you know, is to stop the run and make him one-dimensional. And then after that, man, he got to throw the ball, and that's when we see our opportunities to go in and make some plays. So, I mean, everybody just did a good job of just, you know, doing their job, doing their assignment, and being sticky, man, and then making a play when it's time to.
Sticky? You guys are suffocating. The numbers, Dre, and we know about the second half. Since Kansas City came in here October the 23rd, you've not given up a point in the second half, 126 minutes and 5 seconds. But you've not given up a point at all since James Conner scored right before halftime on Monday night in Mexico City. We're talking 94 minutes. I mean, this defense, what can you say? And you guys bent a little bit, but when it was right down to the end, you're not giving it up. It's amazing.
Man, that's what it's about, man. We tell ourselves that. We tell everybody on defense, man, we just need one blade of grass, man. One blade of grass. If they ain't in the end zone yet, then they ain't in. So that means we got another play to play. And, man, it's just – it's fun being a part of a defense like that, man. Fun being a part of guys that – you know, that's going to give it all, you know, for the guy that's next to him, man. And when you got 11 guys that's on the team that's, you know, playing together as one like that, then, shit, it can be on the 100-yard line. It can be on the opposite one. It can be, you know, on the one going there, man. We know the type of effort and we know the type of character that we got, man. So we're gonna give it all every time.
And that's all you need, literally. One blade of grass. Jacob Hollister tackle December the 29th of 2019 to win the West in the day. Right down to the shadow of the goal line, and you come up with a fumble recovery. So just a thought about your defense going up against Mike McDaniel. Raheem had a knee, didn't play today. Jeff Wilson Jr., they got River Craycraft, they got Trent Sherfield, they got a whole coaching staff you know well. So what are you thinking about playing your guys you know so well when Miami comes in next week?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for it, man. I mean, we got a lot of the guys that's on that team now. So, I mean, it's going to be great seeing them and all, but I mean, I can't wait to get out there, man. I ain't going to say too much because
Well, you know there's already been a little bulletin board material coming from their way.
Oh, yeah. I know they got some – they think they this and that, and they're doing a real good job, man, this year of just staying in it, man, and finding ways to win some games. But I can't wait, man. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, man. Thank you so much, Dre. Again, big play Dre coming up with a fumble recovery on the one-yard line, doing your thing. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.